from Matthew 25, a parable of the Last Judgment. Today we hear the parable of the sheep and the goats. Is a sheep good and a goat bad? As sheep, do you have eternal life? Is it that easy? Our family raised sheep when I was young, and they are not smart. The sheep are never satisfied. They're always hungry. They always want what they do not have. They work all day to get someplace they shouldn't be, and when they finally get there, they cry and beg to get back to the place they first began. Wait a minute. I must be a sheep. The text is saying, the Lord will determine who is a sheep or a goat. The people don't decide for themselves. The Lord is basing the decision on how we treated Him when we met Him in the people we encountered during our life. What is Jesus saying? We are to work our way to heaven by doing the things on a list, and we will have eternal life? If there is a checklist of what we have left to do, then we had better go through the list. Give food to the hungry. Check. Number 2. Give water to the thirsty. Check. Number 3. Welcome a stranger. Check. Number 4. Give clothes to the naked. Check. Number 5. Visit the sick or prisoners. Check and check. I should get 2 points for this one because I did both of these. If I have done this, then I'm a sheep, so I can stay. I am in. Eternal life, here I come. My work here is finished, so I can take the rest of this life off and rest in retirement. Wait a minute. If I do this stuff more than once, does that mean I get extra credit, and so do I get a better seat in the eternal life? Maybe the retirement was premature. If I do enough stuff, maybe I'll be at the seat next to Jesus. Or maybe, dare I think, could I get Jesus' chair? If it is all about doing, I can do a lot of stuff yet. I'm so glad I read this story from Jesus today, so I truly know that it is all about doing good works to get to heaven. Is that what he's saying here? It sure sounds like it. According to Micah, God said, He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Jesus said, We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and we should love our neighbor as ourselves. That sounds like giving food to the hungry, water to the thirsty, clothes to the naked, welcoming the stranger. This is doing what God tells us believing in Him is all about. This is not our righteousness, but God's righteousness. In our baptism, we have received the Spirit of God. It is not about us at all in this story. It's about our neighbor. Jesus is trying to get us to stop looking at ourselves, turn, and help our neighbor. We are saved not because of what we do, but because of what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. God's Son died on the cross and rose from the grave to show us the way of salvation. Sheep or goats? I think we are neither. I think I'm going to stick with being a child of God, marked with the cross of Christ and sealed by the Holy Spirit in the waters of baptism. I will trust in the one who opens the gate of God's righteousness to determine who we are, the sheep and the goats. Amen. Let us pray. God of justice, you have shown yourself in this world in the poor, the hungry, and the needy. Make us willing participants of your grace and generosity so that when you come again, we will know your face. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the open gate. Amen.